This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christian Crusaders extends a heartfelt welcome to each of our listeners. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Is the love of your family and friends adequate to sustain you when your trip through life is tough? We're going to speak about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the marvelous opportunity that we have to live on this earth and to enjoy so many great trips. We thank you that we can be sustained and awed by the beauty of your creation and the grace which lifts us up when we are heavy-hearted. We realize, O God, that many of the trips through life are very difficult, and so we pray that we may find our place at the foot of your cross, where there we may understand your tremendous love for us. Hear our prayer, we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
If I gain the world but lost the Savior, were my life worth living for a day? Could my yearning heart find rest and comfort in the things that soon must pass away?
Friends in Christ. A few weeks ago, a lady stopped me on the street and said, "You're from Maine, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, I am." She said, "I will never forget 2 years ago when my husband and I made a trip through Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont in October. She said the foliage was at its peak, and what we saw was not describable. It was unbelievable." And then she turned and said, "How could you ever leave that part of the country?" Well, we had a long discussion, and it was fun to visit with her. She continually made reference to the trip with her husband. I asked her if her husband still lived. She was an elderly lady, and she said, "No, he now has gone to be with the Lord." But she said, "I don't think I would ever have taken that trip without him." Isn't that interesting? And yet how true it is. You don't find very many people, at least I don't, who are going to take a cruise or go to Europe or Asia or somewhere alone. It is not a very pleasant experience to go alone. We want to share the good things with those who are near and dear to us. Traveling alone is not much fun. In fact, living alone, I don't believe, can be too much fun. At least it couldn't be for some of us with personalities that crave people. But now let me share another thought with you about this living alone. Not all trips are pleasure trips. There are some trips we would rather not take, but life sooner or later puts us on one of these journeys. And if it is not pleasant to be on a pleasure trip alone, how terrible it has to be to be on a trip that brings fear and suffering with no one by your side. Today in our series of call-up verses, Janet, the director of Christian Crusaders Broadcast, shares with you a trip that she has been on for several years, and it has a real message, so let's listen to what she said. At some point as an adult, I remember thinking how I had it pretty easy in life. I grew up in a pastor's family where I always felt loved, and I was accepted. I went to college, got married, moved to the country, had two children, a boy and a girl, many good friends, and a church home. I'd never lost anyone in my family. Never had anyone that was close to me had any serious illness or any major problems. Overall, things had gone pretty much as I'd wanted. This was a smooth ride. They were great days, pretty much free from hardship. I also remember thinking, as I grew a little bit older, that this wasn't going to last forever. It was not long before the trip through life began to get just a little bit bumpy. I began to worry about what would happen when things changed, when something bad finally happened. I wasted many hours worrying about my family, my health, and the significant things in life. I even worried about worrying, for I believed in Jesus as my Savior and felt guilty about not trusting Him enough to let go. Well, just as I thought, of course, things did change. My father died suddenly, and a year later, my mother passed away from cancer. That was tough. But they had a strong faith in their Lord and Savior, so although I missed them very much, my grief quickly turned to feeling blessed to have had these two people as my parents for so many years. Then the trip really got rough. Janet writes, a couple of years later, things changed again. This time, it was a diagnosis of cancer for me, something I had feared would happen. I put on a good face for my children, for I didn't want my health to affect their lives. But inside, I was terribly afraid I was going to have to suffer, and perhaps even die. I had watched my mother die with cancer, and I saw the strength she had shown through her suffering, but I didn't know if I could do it, and I was right. I couldn't. I was weak, fearful, and anxious. Through all of these rough spots in life, Janet was blessed by a supportive husband, great children, other members of the family, and a host of friends. With all that these people did to make her comfortable, with all that they did to sustain her, everything that a human being could do, and God used them in their capacity, Janet knew she needed more. She writes, I finally had to give in. I learned that the promises of God are there for the taking. The strength that my mother showed through her suffering was God-given. And He gave it to me as well. Through the surgery, the chemo, the radiation, and the fear of the unknown, I learned much about the gift of faith and the peace that can be ours through Jesus Christ. I survived. But I had a lot more to understand about suffering. A year and a half later, more tests and another cancer diagnosis. This one was harder, more painful, and the recovery was slower. But this was when the Holy Spirit helped me understand what Paul meant when he said, "We rejoice in our sufferings." I had a couple of months before they finally decided they would operate. So I had a lot of time for the Holy Spirit to turn my fear into something more constructive. The verse from Romans 5 was foreign at first, but eventually God helped me get it. I hated the pain and the worry my illness caused my family, but the rewards for me had been many. Experience a peace that passes all understanding, the unconditional love of God, and the assurance of a place in eternity with our Heavenly Father were out of this world. I just could not have imagined it. Finally, for a Christian, I came to understand that I could not only empathize with others who suffer, but I could share with them the hope that is ours through Christ. This was great. There was no better reason to rejoice than to point people to Christ and say all will be well. Do I fear the disease again? Do I still worry about my loved ones? Sometimes I do. But now I have an understanding of how God's love is ours through the Holy Spirit living within us. Here is that verse, or the five verses, that are her call-up verses. Let me read them to you, and this is our text for today. They come from the fifth chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. These are the words that found their way into Janet's heart, her soul. And that was the extra that she needed when the going was terribly, terribly difficult. The trip was rough. Now notice what St. Paul says here. He says, it is necessary for us to have that personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, I can reach out and I can, by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, receive Christ. And Christ then ushers us into that personal relationship with God. It is William Barclay in his book who uses that term. Jesus ushers us into the presence of God. And there we find our Father, on the trip with us, riding beside us, giving us strength when it's difficult, giving us direction when we are confused, giving us kindness when everything seems so ugly, giving us forgiveness when we say, "Is it worth it?" and begin to question some of his promises And he lifts us up and he says, I'm with you. I'm with you in the car. I'm with you in the boat. I'm with you as you walk through life. No, not all of life is filled with pleasure trips. There are also some very, very difficult times. But my friend, there are times that it is true. Those who are the nearest to us, who would give their own lives for us, can do no more. How we love them, how they have sustained us, how they're reaching out to us catches us and just causes us to be overwhelmed that they would do so much. But that still isn't enough. We need to be ushered in to the presence of the Father. And what a picture that is. So Jesus meets us along the way. And in Janet's case, here was a struggling person, without a doubt, who had been raised in the Christian faith, who trusted the Lord Jesus, who had two lovely children and a great husband, 49 years of age. I need more. And what was it that God did? He sent Jesus, and Jesus takes a hold of Janet. Now, these are her words. They're not mine. I believe them. And he said, let me take you into the presence of a loving Father. And there, cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ and brought into that personal relationship with her Father, God turns and embraces her with his love and walks with her through it all. She, according to this chapter and these verses that I have read for you, was introduced to his grace. That grace that can sustain us through it all. That grace, when the going was tremendously rough for St. Paul, was sufficient. And that grace that said to him, I'm with you, Paul. I'm not going to take away your affliction, but I will sustain you. And when God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, he meant it. There Paul could leave it all. And there Janet could leave it all. Until Paul says that, you know, we get to the place where it's unbelievable. We can even glory in our affliction. On this side of some tough experiences like Janet went through, Paul went through, I don't know if I would glory. Janet counseled me and said, yes, you would. It comes to that point where whether you're sitting in an MRI and you have claustrophobia, or whether you're being prepared to go to the operating room, there is a peace. There is a peace which passes all understanding. And it's at that time that I stand in the presence of God. So that is her call-up verse. And we'd like to share it with you again. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that our suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit with whom he has given us. Now, what is your response to this, people? Well, I can hear that there are some who would probably say a bit of pious prattle, something that you expect a preacher to say. That part of the Christian faith I really don't spend much time with. I don't know how I'm going to make it when that day comes for me. but I'm a pretty strong person, and I think I'll do okay. What about Janet's witness? That's why I'm using these two women. Last week, Crystal, with her great testimony about how God lifted her up. And now today, Janet, what do you do with these people? They openly say that it is nothing that is within me, the power and the strength to face these difficulties. There is nothing that my friends and relatives and loved ones tried as hard as they could to bring me comfort and peace. I had to kneel before the Lord, and there was the strength. That's the witness. And we pray today that no matter what your situation might be, might not be health, may just be some other terrible difficulty that you don't know which way to turn. Here is a verse from God, and here is a promise that He is going to walk with you. Isn't that marvelous, friend? Isn't that a call-up verse that you need when the going is rough? Maybe there are some of you on your beds of pain. Maybe some of you know what it is to have those diagnoses, where they come in and say, well, we're going to do everything we can, but we aren't sure. And we realize a call of death can be very, very close. Then we can have that time. Like Janet said, when I had to give in, and Jesus ushered me into the presence of God. And God says, I love you. I forgive you. You're mine. And we will walk through life with Him. He'll be in the front seat with us on our trips. And we'll finally meet Him in the kingdom of heaven, there to live forever. Amen. Our prayer today, Father, is in particular for those who are suffering. Suffering from pain, suffering from anxiety, suffering from bewilderment. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, and prepare their hearts that they may call on you to usher them into the presence of God, there to live while we're on these trips here and finally to our heavenly home. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As we prepare to offer our thanksgiving to God in this coming week, we pray you have been strengthened in your faith walk by today's program, and you will experience safe travel as you journey to be with friends and loved ones. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. A memorial gift is a meaningful way to remember a loved one. For your convenience, we are now able to take credit card donations by phone or mail. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. We are also offering audio and video copies of our 70th anniversary event, held on September 10th of this year. If you wish, a gift of $5 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, you may call 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.